This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, we are back with you at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Tonight, already in hour number one, we have had a ton of NBA talk on our program. Right now, we're going to shift gears. We're going to focus our attention on a new book with New York Times best-selling author, a Pulitzer Prize runner-up. We're talking about Sam Gwynn. He has just released his new book. It is titled The Perfect Pass. It focuses on one of the authentic offensive geniuses in the history of American football. We're talking about Hal Mumme. The Perfect Pass is how Mumme, he recreated the game. Welcome to our show, Sam. It's good to have you on with us.
Nice to be with you.
Well, let's start by giving our listeners a quick overview of the book and how is Hal Mumme responsible for today's brand of football? How did he impact? How did he change the game?
Well, it's he did it really at a succession of schools, mainly at a school called Iowa Wesleyan in Iowa with 450 students back in the 1980s. Of course, at that point, nobody really knew that he had done it. I mean, it's a very, very, very small Division III or NAIA school. And I think the first time people understood what he had done was when he took what people were calling his video game offenses to the one place people said you could never possibly win with them, which was the SEC, in 1997, and he beat Alabama as coach of Kentucky using this offense that people said couldn't possibly ever, you know, throw the ball 40, 50, 60 times a game and do all these things. So, I mean, on the far end of that, when you or I turn on our TV today on the weekend, we're going to see lots of quarterbacks throwing for, you know, 475 yards for six touchdowns, and these kinds of offenses didn't exist 25, 30 years ago, and my case is here in the book that Hal Mumme was most responsible for that change.
And I understand the big idea, it came to him through a sequence of epiphanies. Tell me more.
So Hal started coaching in the late 70s. This was, of course, the dead ball era, so-called, in the NFL. So fewer passes, fewer points scored since 1942, fewer passes since the 1950s. And it was no accident that some of the guys who ended up being the really big-time passing offensive coaches ended up coming out in the 70s. But he did, and he was trying to figure out how to throw the ball. To do that, it wasn't just a question of, you know, quarterback goes back, throws it to, you know, tight end, you know, or wide receiver beats a linebacker. I mean, everybody did that. So it had to be something bigger. It had to be a system, some kind of thing that was perhaps more like what Bill Walsh was doing at the Cincinnati Bengals and then with the San Francisco 49ers, a real system into which you could fit your offense. And so his epiphanies were related to BYU, Lavelle Edwards, which one of the great passing offenses of that era, Bill Walsh and a few others. But I'll tell you the best epiphany, the great one, was Hal ended up at the age of 29 as the youngest offensive coordinator in Division I football. He was at University of Texas at El Paso, kind of the French Foreign Legion, you know, of college football, and one of the worst teams in the country. But one of the benefits to him was that he played in the same conference as BYU, the best passing team in the country. So he got to study BYU film all the time, which he did over and over again. Nobody explained anything to him, but he was like a man who had kind of found the radio and picked it up and taken it apart and was looking at it. But he secretly practiced BYU plays so that in 85, BYU, defending national champion, number one ranked team in the country, played literally the worst D1 college team, UTEP. And Hal was given permission by his coach to unleash BYU's own offense against it, which he did. And he created one of the greatest upsets in modern football history. UTEP actually beat BYU. And somewhere in the middle of the game, Lavelle Edwards and the rest of the BYU coaches understood what was being done to them. They understood that the worst team in the country was using their own offense against them. So the revelation or the epiphany for Hal was, okay, I can do this. This thing works. And no one had actually ever in person explained to him how the BYU offense worked. But anyway, I guess that's my best story about the epiphany.
Okay, New York Times bestselling author, who's a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, S.C. Gwynn, Sam Gwynn. We're talking about his brand new book, The Perfect Past, American Genius, and the Reinvention of Football. So one of the questions I wanted to talk to you about is, why do you think it took so long to figure this out? Because back in the day, teams, you know, they didn't pass it, they ran it.
They did. You know, one of the things that I write about in the book is it's a part of the whole history of the game. Football started as this a bunch of guys right in the middle of the field, and one guy would run it right into the middle of the pile, and it was this gigantic, bloody, incredibly violent scrum in the middle of the field, and that was what football was. And, I mean, it was so violent that, you know, 31 people died one year in the early century, in 1908, I guess it was, 1909. So this was what football kind of started out to be, and the forward pass was legalized in 1906 by people like Teddy Roosevelt. These reformers who wanted to save the game because it was too violent. Anyway, but football always wanted to go back to its origins, and to some extent it still does. You know, even though there were these explosions of offense, this great moment in 1913, Gus Soré goes back, throws a 40-yard dart to a receiver named Newt Rockne, and this little team out of nowhere, Notre Dame beats Army. You would have thought that game was going to be passing crazy. Well, no, it didn't. It never paid much attention to that. In the 1930s, Sammy Baugh at TCU he was spread offense, thrown from the shotgun, ball control. You know, it was just crazy stuff. The game didn't pay attention to it. And each explosion of offense, it kind of ignored it. It always wanted to go back to what it did, which was to run the ball, especially at college and high school levels. And there was this inherent conservatism. If you've ever read the book Moneyball, you see the same thing in baseball, only their conservatism was a refusal to look at what was staring them in the face, which was statistical evidence that they weren't right about their judgments of, you know, how to tell who wins and who loses. In football, it often read out as just, look, we're going to toss the ball to the halfback and run off tackle, and that's the game of football. If you don't like it, shut up. And nobody wanted to throw the ball, but also if you were a coach who threw the ball, you were very likely to get fired. The first time you screwed up or somebody intercepted you or your quarterback got hurt, they were just going to fire you.
Best-selling author Sam Gwynn sheds the light on how mummies changes to the game in his new book, The Perfect Pass, American Genius, and the Reinvention of Football. We are flat out of time, and we look forward to another conversation. Thank you so much, and congratulations. It truly is a compelling read. Go out and get it.
Nice to be with you.
Much more coming your way in hour number two, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.